The market stalls were already up when I stepped out of the Hotel de la Poste just after 8. The awning's still damp with dew. The smell of fresh bread and grilled sausages drifting down Rue de LLZ. I hadn't planned to start the day here, but the street was quieter than I expected for a Wednesday, and I found myself walking slowly past the fruit vendors, the cheese stall, the stand selling Gramperekachelcher, those golden potato fritters that seem to appear at every market in this country. A small one cost me about 3 euros, and I ate it standing up, watching the old men argue over tomatoes, feeling the first real warmth of the day. I've been in Esch-sur-Alzette for 6 days now, and I'm starting to notice the patterns beneath the surface. The summer lull is real. Many of the regulars are away, the terraces half empty by noon, the streets given over to a slower rhythm. But the market is a constant, and today it felt like the city exhaling. I bought a punnet of raspberries for about 2 euros, a bag of apricots for 3, and thought about how much cheaper this is than the supermarket in Belleville. Living here is not cheap, but the market helps, and so does the fact that the bus and train are free. That alone, if you commute daily, is a saving of maybe 100 euros a month compared to a city like Paris or Brussels. After the market, I walked up to the Hotel de Ville to check on my declaration DRV. The appointment is scheduled for Monday morning, and I wanted to confirm the documents one more time. My passport, the proof of address from the hotel, the marriage certificate I'd had translated. The woman at the information desk was patient, her accent soft, and she wrote down the room number on a post-it note with a little smile. I left feeling the paperwork is actually going to happen, that by the end of next week I'll have a matricule number and a bank account, and that Esch will feel a little less like a place I'm visiting and more like a place where I live. The bank branch in Belleville was my next stop, the Spierkies office near the university. I'd read that they have a welcome package for newcomers, and I wanted to ask about it in person rather than over the phone. The woman at the counter was efficient, her English flawless, and she walked me through the options. The free 6 months on the premium account, the Lux Trust token for digital ID, the way the account links to tax and social security once the matricule arrives. Opening an account before I have all the paperwork is apparently possible, and I nearly did it on the spot, but I decided to wait until after the declaration. It felt like the right order, somehow. First the state, then the bank. I stopped for a cappuccino at Smile Coffee Roasters on the way back, the one near the station, and sat by the window watching the trams that haven't arrived yet. The city is building a new line due in a couple of years, and the construction hoardings are part of the landscape now. The coffee cost me 4 euros, which is about what I'd pay anywhere in Western Europe, and I drank it slowly, watching a family with a pram negotiate the cobbles, a cyclist weave between the bollards. On the wall, a poster for the Rock Hall announced a show on the 13th, a hip-hop act called Void, which I'm told is one of the few big concerts in the summer lull. I made a note to check if tickets are still available. I'd promised myself I'd look at that apartment in Grenz this week, the one I'd been considering from the listing photos. The agent met me at the corner of Rue de la Libération, a narrow street of terraced houses and small gardens, and we walked up to the third floor. The flat is modest, one bedroom, a kitchen with new appliances, a bathroom with a shower that works, and the rent is about 1,300 euros a month, which the agent said is negotiable. It's about 30% cheaper than the center, and the Ellergrand Reserve is just a 10-minute walk away. I stood at the window, looking out over the rooftops towards the old pit head, and I could imagine living here. I told the agent I'd let her know by the end of the week. The Grenz Quarter has a reputation, I've been told, for being livelier and noisier than the rest of Esch, closer to the border, more working class. But what I saw was just a neighborhood, a bakery, a small grocery store, a group of teenagers kicking a football in the street. The rent is still high by most standards, but for Luxembourg, it's a deal. I thought about the young families I'd seen in the market, the Portuguese and Italian names over the shop doors, the way the city's history of migration is written into every street. This is where the steelworkers lived, then the miners, and now it's the place people move to when they want a garden, and a commute that doesn't eat their life. In the afternoon, I took the bus out to Ellerbronn again, not to hike, but to sit. The nature reserve has a kind of peace that I'm slowly learning to recognize. The old mining land rewilded, grasses and wildflowers growing over the spoil heaps, the silence broken only by birds. I walked the short loop, maybe 2 kilometers, and found a bench overlooking the pond. The light was soft through the overcast sky, the water still, and I sat for a long time, thinking about the city behind me and the one I've left. There's a way in which a place only becomes real when you stop trying to see everything and start letting it be, and I felt that today more than on any of the other days. Back in the center, I wandered into the Konchthal, the contemporary art gallery, to see if the sound exhibition was still on. It is Etat Brut, a collection of installations that seem to make the building itself hum and whisper. I spent an hour in the dark rooms, listening to recordings of machines, of forests, of the city itself, and I thought about how much of Luxembourg's identity is about sound. The blast furnaces that are now silent, the trains that run free, the music venues that fill the old industrial halls. The gallery was quiet, just a few other visitors, and I left feeling that the city is teaching me to listen, not just to look. I had dinner at a small Portuguese restaurant near the station, one of those places that looks like a canteen from the outside, but serves food that makes you close your eyes. A plate of grilled picanha with rice and a salad cost me about 18 euros, and I drank a glass of water, because the beer would have been another 5. The room was full of regulars, families, someone's grandmother being helped to her seat, and I felt, for a moment, like I was part of the evening's rhythm rather than a visitor to it. The waitress asked where I was from, and when I said I was staying here for now, she nodded, as if that was the only answer that made sense. I walked back to the hotel along Rue de Elzette, the street now almost empty, the shop shutters down, a few people still on the terraces outside the Hotel de la Poste. The air had cooled to that perfect summer evening temperature, and the light was just starting to fade. I bought a bottle of water at a corner shop, about 1 euro, and stood for a while by the fountain on Place de la Resistance, listening to the water. Tomorrow I have a free day, and I'm told there's a dinner in the forest at the Galgeberg, a tapas and paella night with a DJ, which sounds like the kind of thing I should try at least once. As I came into the hotel lobby, the receptionist smiled and asked if I'd had a good day. I said I had, and I think I meant it. The paperwork is coming together. The flat in Grenz is a real possibility, and the city is starting to feel less like a postcard and more like a place where a person could build a life. It's not cheap, and the bureaucracy is real, but the ground beneath my feet is starting to hold. I went up to my room, closed the door, and listened to the sounds of the street below, a car door, a laugh, the distant whistle of a train. And I thought, this is what it feels like to be settling in, slowly, one day at a time. Tomorrow, I'll decide about the apartment. Or I won't. The beauty of being here, of having nowhere else to be, is that the decision can wait until it feels right. For now, I'm going to sleep with the window open, the curtains moving faintly in the breeze, and the quiet hum of Escherelzette outside. Moin, the morning will come, and with it, another day to learn this country, one small purchase, one conversation, one step at a time. Good night. I want to end this episode where I am, in this room, with the lights low and the day behind me. If you're listening and thinking about coming here, I hope you'll find the same slow welcome that I did. The prices I've mentioned are approximations, of course. Things change, but the shape of a day in Esch is about this. A coffee for 4 euros, a fritter for 3, a dinner for 18, and all the trains and buses for free. It adds up to something manageable, and the city itself, with its red earth and its patience, adds up to something more. Until tomorrow, from Escherelzette, this is Marie Schmidt, and I'm glad you're with me.